Each man in our detail took up a load of supplies, bade Captain Douglas so long, and started back to the company lines. Other men went back to bring up the rest of the supplies before dark. We ate chow and finished preparations for the night. That was the first night on Peleliu that I was able to make a cup of hot bouillon from the dehydrated tablets in my K-rations and a canteen cup of heated, polluted, oily water. Hot as the weather was, it was the most nourishing and refreshing food I had eaten in 3 days. The next day we got fresh water. It was a great relief after that polluted stuff. Dug in next to our gun pit were First Lieutenant Edward A. Hillbilly Jones, Company K's machine gun platoon leader, and Assaulty Sergeant John A. Teskovich. Things were quiet in our area, except for our artillery's harassing fire pouring over. So after dark obscured us from Japanese observers, the two of them slipped over and sat at the edge of our gun pit. We shared rations and talked. The conversation turned out to be one of the most memorable of my life. Both Hillbilly and Teskovich were later killed. Hillbilly was second only to Ak-Ak in popularity among the enlisted men in Company K. He was a clean-cut, handsome, light-complexioned man, not large, but well-built. Hillbilly told me he had been an enlisted man for several pre-war years, had gone to the Pacific with the company, and had been commissioned following Guadalcanal. He didn't say why he was made an officer, but the word among the men was that he had been outstanding on Guadalcanal. It was a widespread joke among men in the ranks during the war that an officer was made an officer and a gentleman by an act of Congress when he was commissioned. An act of Congress may have made Hillbilly an officer, but he was born a gentleman. No matter how filthy and dirty everyone was on the battlefield, Hillbilly's face always had a clean, fresh appearance. He was physically tough and hard, and obviously morally strong. He sweated as much as any man, but somehow seemed to stand above our foul and repulsive living conditions in the field. Hillbilly had a quiet and pleasant voice, even in command. His accent was soft, more that of the Deep South, which was familiar to me, than that of the Hill Country. Between this man and all the Marines I knew, there existed a deep mutual respect and warm friendliness. He had that rare ability to be friendly, yet not familiar, with enlisted men. He possessed a unique combination of those qualities of bravery, leadership, ability, integrity, dignity, straightforwardness, and compassion. The only other officer I ever knew who was his equal in all these qualities was Captain Haldane.